In recent years, money and talent have been drawn to Singapore's growing technology sector. One of Facebook's co-founders recently renounced his American citizenship and relocated to Singapore, where he's been investing in tech startups. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Singapore on how the city-state is emerging as a digital hub for Southeast Asia.
Hi, can we get two lattes?
We're at a coffee shop with Andrew Roth, an entrepreneur from New Jersey and co-founder of a company called Perks. Each time you buy something from a client of Perks, you get a digital stamp, which locals call a chop, on a virtual loyalty card on your smartphone.
So instead of reaching in your wallet to find the card, you have it on your phone. You pull up the QR reader and just scan the QR code. In this scenario, we earned two chops because we bought two coffees. And once you scan, you're done.
Once you collect enough chops, you can trade them in for rewards. Since launching last year, Perks has added 60,000 registered users who have racked up 250,000 digital chops. Companies from Dunkin' Donuts to Procter & Gamble pay Perks a monthly fee to advertise and reward loyalty to their companies. Roth says Singapore is an important test market for his company because it's the regional base for many multinationals. He plans to expand into Indonesia and other Southeast Asian markets in future.
We're finding success now with talking to those types of brands and developing relationships with the regional brands that are based in Singapore.
Facebook co-founder Eduardo Saverin has invested an undisclosed amount of money in Perks and is set to join their board of directors. Saverin declined to be interviewed. Virginia Cha is a tech industry specialist at the National University of Singapore. She says that both venture capitalists and Singapore's government have been plowing money into tech startups, setting the stage for technical innovation.
We've been also seeing quite a few expat entrepreneurs coming to Singapore, setting up shop and raising funding here. So it's an easy environment to get started, especially since there's a lot of money now.
Cha cautions that ideas and products that work in Singapore, an island city of 5 million, will not necessarily work elsewhere. But Cha herself is also an investor, betting on homegrown startups and cutting-edge applications.
You need to have a killer app. And so far, the killer apps have come from the United States, Twitter, Facebook. We need a killer app that's created right here in Singapore.
Cha says investors like her are interested in more than just software. They're envisioning the future and betting that they can make it a reality. For example, she points to a startup called Good For Us, which aims to inform consumers about the ethical implications of their purchases.
How do I know if what I'm buying is produced and distributed in an ethical way? How do I know that the company I'm dealing with actually deserves my money?
Clive Wright, the chief business strategist for Good For Us, says his company uses data from environmental and human rights NGOs to rate corporations' ethics. Singapore serves as the nerve center for the company's global operations. Wright introduces his technology specialist, a Scottish expat named Ian Morrison, who's developing the company's software in Vietnam.
Singapore is very much a digital hub for the world. We have access to the very best education, the very best technology, the very best infrastructure.
Wright says Morrison is just one of the company's remote employees linked to its nexus in Singapore.
Ian is a classic example. He's here. He has development team in Vietnam. So through him, we are virtually in Vietnam as a business. Jem is in Geneva, and through him, we are connected to the global NGOs.
In that sense, Wright says, Singapore is increasingly resembling Geneva as a place where companies go to establish regional headquarters. For the past 6 years in a row, the World Bank has rated Singapore as the easiest place on earth to do business, with Switzerland a close second. More important for most startups, Wright points out, is that Singapore is also one of the easiest places to close a business that fails. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Singapore.